Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Howard Company's Branding, Signage, and Technology Podcast. My name is Brian Ward from the marketing team. Today, I am joined by Rob Clauser, our Regional Vice President of Sales, and Paul Schwantes, our Director of our Digital Department and Installation. Today, we are talking about how a successful branding, signage, and technology can come about when your entire team is involved. What needs to be involved, when they step in, what's their role. So, just to open up the floor, why is it important to have a successful strategy and get the entire team involved?
Well, I think sometimes it's a group or a construction group or marketing group decides that they're going to take on this project for the entire company and not maybe realizing that there's a lot of answers that have to come from a lot of different departments, you know, to get graphic designed and who's doing the installation and, you know, what size menu board can you even have? I mean, did people even start looking at that part of the solution? So, you know, a little bit of stuff to look at.
And if you're talking any technology, IT needs to be involved. Otherwise, they're going to say, not on my network. They need to be involved in the conversation from early on and know that it's going to be a safe solution that's being deployed.
Yep. So kind of diving into each of the major roles departments at a lot of our chain customers, you know, we can take it one by one. So starting with marketing, what's their role? And I get each project's different, but let's say just your typical drive-through project. It's a hybrid. There's static involved. There's digital involved. When does marketing get involved?
I think marketing is usually involved pretty early on in the process because it's one of those where they're kind of putting their hands around everybody to say, hey, okay, we realize we need this new menu board put in place. Our menu boards are looking old and we want to get the look of the company updated and everything else. So they kind of put their arms around the whole project. And then it's like, who do we need to get involved at different times of the project to make it successful?
There are definitely some organizations that start with their IT, however. Mm-hmm. They start picking the technology, the solution, and then marketing just kind of inherits that. So it really is better to have a customer who is ready to have multiple departments engaged early on in the process.
It's good to put a meeting together when the customer decides, hey, let's talk. And it's like, you know what, why don't we have the first meeting with almost everybody we think needs to be involved? And then we can narrow it down. Okay, who do we keep moving forward with until what part? And then bring others back involved again.
When you say everybody involved in that initial meeting, what type of departments, you know, kind of listing out, and then maybe their titles, what their role is at the company?
Well, definitely construction groups, as you know, they're going to be the ones either building these sites or remodeling the sites. And is the menu board going to stay in the same place? Are we moving the menu boards? Are we redesigning the whole thing? Are we taking it from a single lane to a double lane? So, you know, a lot to be involved there. You know, of course, IT, you know, if we're doing any type of digital on the outside or inside, you know, that requires a lot of, you know, who's pulling cables, what kind of conduits and everything do we need out there to make sure that's successful? You know, just people, the managers in general sometimes want to know how this is going to flow for everybody.
Sure.
And maybe
operations,
you know, where the window is going to be and just, you know, things like that that most of us don't think about. But people that have been in the restaurant business for a long time, that's all they think about.
Yeah. Yeah. How involved is the executive level individuals, the chief operators?
I think the executive levels are involved even before we get involved, because by the time their whole team's talking to us from marketing, construction, IT, everybody, I think they've already had that whole leadership meetings to say, yes, we need to do something. It's time to start going out there and finding out what those costs are going to be. We have a general idea, but now let's start narrowing that funnel down to get a pretty firm cost.
Yeah, and there's usually some executive team member that's going to sponsor or at least have figured out that there's going to be some rough estimate of a budget to put towards this you know, kind of look forward strategy of technology or just refresh of the brand.
Yeah. What about post-installation? We have, you know, the project's complete. Going forward, maybe not necessarily adding new locations, but keeping up to date with content, making sure everything's running correctly. Do you stay involved with those type of people on our customers' teams?
I think it really depends on how involved they want us to be in the projects. Because there are some customers where we manage their whole entire digital network solution. And there's some customers that they want us to teach them, and they handle it, and we're here when a oops comes around.
Right. And it also depends on just the size of the organization, right? The larger the organization, the more different kind of departments there are. They're usually a little bit siloed, but we kind of mirror them as far as some of our team members that can assist. And to Rod's point, sometimes there's a creative department on their side that's trying to implement an SR creative for different kind of team augmentation to do more, to launch something new, or just maintaining the signage, or again, training them. And then on the technology side, they might have their own IT and help desk that helps for most things within the restaurant, but we become tier two in that case for digital solutions or other technology solutions that we provide.
Yeah. So when it comes to a good partnership between our customers and ourselves, what are some maybe hiccups you've seen in the past, or maybe, you know, the IT department is disconnected with their marketing department. What are some pieces of advice that you'd have for customers that are going through a complete signage and technology project to kind of keep them on track? This is what's going to help it have a smooth process.
I think one of the things that helps a lot is when we set up a lab unit for a customer and get everything running in the customer's lab before we ever put one out for real time. Because then the customers can see what it's really going to do, what the changes are, how easy it is to make changes. Maybe it sounds easy to them, but when they go on, maybe for their team it's not easy, or maybe it's like, you know what, we can do all these changes. It is that easy. So, I mean, I think there's some learning process for that when it comes into a lab unit that customers can see. Customers can make changes. Customers don't have to worry about, ooh, am I gonna take a store down if I do this? So, you know, get used to what we're going to be doing for you at all these locations, and then let's make it live.
Yeah, I would agree. I would call that a phased approach, that you want to do something in your lab first, then maybe do a pilot some subset of your network of stores, and eventually get to where you're rolling that out as a standard solution. We have seen on the negative side some customers that want to kind of boil the ocean, have all the bells and whistles, but they want to do it maybe at a remodeled site. And you're trying to introduce a new technology and a new workflow from the operations, and all these things are new, yet they're trying to keep a restaurant open and still operating during the transition. Those add extra challenges that I think the other customers that maybe start new technology at a new site with new infrastructure have better success, just in the kind of the buy-in from everybody else within the organization. Those extra frustrations of trying to implement a solution where you don't have the infrastructure, and yeah, those can be taken out of the picture. So it kind of depends on where they are in their journey and how much of the deployment is new to them in their organization, or are we in a rinse and repeat type of mode for ongoing projects.
Yeah.
New stores, but a solution that already deployed.
Yeah. And, it, you know, it goes the same for if they're transitioning from a different vendor to us or vice versa. But now, what would you say to a business that, say, a restaurant, for instance, that has one, two, maybe three locations and is not a national chain and is kind of overwhelmed, like, oh, you know, marketing has this role, digital has this role, ops has this role, and they have a team of five or less people that need to do all this stuff for their sure locations?
In those cases, there's a good chance that they wouldn't even have a lab. Their test kitchen is their location.
Right.
I think just giving each other a little bit more grace to try things out and test things out, I think can help on both sides of the equation, both the vendor and the customer. And really helping them understand how to phase it. Because phase doesn't even just have to mean roll out to lots of chains. It's just, let's implement digital first if you were a static customer. And we'll start maybe with static graphics, in the sense of it's not templatized, or adding some of the newest technology of maybe AI and other things, just to kind of get you converted from a static to digital. And the next phase, we would do more, you know, templatize it, tie it to your POS so that when you change the price there, the menu changes, some of the other advanced features maybe down the road. So just kind of phasing things in general helps, that you kind of take baby steps rather than trying to get it all done right out the gate.
And that is a good way to do it. I mean, I had a recent customer where pretty much the first site, you know, was their first site ever to put a drive-through in. But he said, oh, I got five or six coming up. And we basically did everything on the first site, from where to put the menu boards, sent us the plans, hey, X marks the spot, put those on there, you know, from building the menu boards to, of course, installation, getting the digital set up. We did everything. So the customer could see what's all involved, and maybe the next, you know what, yeah, my contractor can install the boards, but why don't you guys come in and do all the digital connections and everything like that? So there are some, you know, cost-saving things they see from their side of things when they have a contractor on site that maybe they don't have to bring us in to do everything, but they still want us to do some of the items.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. So then translating back to our company, how... I know from a sales perspective, you really hit on with customers, prospects, why it's important for many of our team members to be involved in that customer relationship. So kind of reversing it, why is it important that a customer gets to know an account manager, gets to know you, gets to know Paul's team?
Well, you know, I mean, there's many different situations that come up when you're running a restaurant. And, you know, whether you know, it's right from the get-go, and maybe not everybody was involved in a process right away to determine what size menu board, and, you know, we got 16 different ideas of what it should be. But, of course, getting everybody back on the same page to say, okay, well, this is who these people are, and when you need parts, you know, windstorm comes and blows a door off your menu board or something like that, well, this is who you're going to talk to for parts and all that. So it's just makes it an easy transition for them. You know, they know the digital support line if there is digital into it. They know the install support line if we did the install to say, hey, something happened here. But, you know, having that initial scope of work meeting with the customer involved so they know that, boy, there's a whole team back behind the scenes that support them without, wow, I only talked to this guy first, but there's a dozen other people behind this guy that's going to help us.
And in addition to the support, the ongoing, the changes in the future, even in that first location, that individual location launched, sometimes takes that entire village to bring it to life. When it comes to artwork, you know, you may have started the sale with the marketing, with the IT, but somebody else actually is designing the menu or has the pieces. It could even be a third-party agency that they're working with, and you need to kind of get those all involved. So we ultimately get the artwork to either print or create as digital assets to get the first location or that location open. Then the ongoing can be whatever that company wants to do. If they have the resources on staff, they need to use our resources. They're all options, but getting the first initial, all the materials we need to be successful takes that their side of the equation and ours to implement it all.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, the same groups of people that we're dealing with at the customer side is the same groups of people we're dealing on our side. So, you know, that they're mirroring each other.
Yep.
We're all helping each other, you know. Everybody's got the same titles, just we're here, you're there, and we just got to put those pieces together so everybody understands that, hey, we're all trying to help and get this project up and running.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for your expertise. I think that this, you know, helps guide a lot of companies who might have that disconnect between different departments, and, you know, miscommunication is a big part when you're planning different strategies. So hopefully this offers some guidance to all of you. Both of you are new to the podcast. We end with a kind of fun get-to-know-our-team type question. So I know both of you are dads. You have families. I'm curious to know, what's one of the most favorite trips you've taken, family trips you've taken, and what's made it so memorable?
Well, more recent, I took my whole family to the first launch of... what is it, Starship or whatever it is, the first man launch in Florida. And my girls took so many amazing photos and put them up online that Starlink or whoever, you know, the whole company was, grabbed some of the photos and started explaining on their website what these photos were and, you know, the pitch and going through the noise barrier and everything and how that made these shapes in the sky. And, you know, I think my girls thought that was just amazing. And it was one of those trips where I wasn't sure if they're going to be real interested in it in the first place. And they're like, they were just amazed watching this rocket go up in the sky.
It's pretty cool.
I think for us, it's visiting some of our national parks. So we did a trip just a few years ago, seeing the Grand Canyon and Zion and Bryce Canyon, and did some Slot Canyon tours, and went up in the Narrows with everybody. And having you know kids that are high school or older means you can do some really amazing things that some of the younger little legs couldn't do many years ago. So that's probably our favorite memory, is going to do some of those types of trips.
Yeah. Let's say mine are probably national parks too. I think that Yellowstone stands out. It's just, it doesn't feel like it's in this country. But
right. It is quite amazing.
But very cool places. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate you sharing your expertise again. And if you have any questions about any of the things we talked about today, feel free to contact us. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
See ya.